This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station. And good morning, my friend. It is about 8 minutes after 9 o'clock in time now for the Wednesday morning talk show on this sixth day of July, 2011. I'm Terry Tote, alongside everybody's favorite uncle, Uncle Ralph Niehaus.
And
from an engagement in Butler, just recently.
Yes.
For
long,
what that's worth.
Long-term engagement.
Yeah, a long-term engagement. That's, yeah. Permanent, kind of a permanent fixture there, aren't you?
Mm.
Yeah. How's the eyesight doing? Are we making some improvement?
Doing a little better. Somebody asked me yesterday, he said, "Did I see you driving?" I said, "I got to drive. I can't see to walk."
Okay. Well, today's program brought to you by the Plummer Funeral Home in Litchfield. And we have two special guests in studio, Jessica Becker from the Central Illinois Community Blood Center. Blood drives all over the place this summer. We'll be talking with Jessica, and Jan O'Malley is joining us from Nokomis. And of course, the big homecoming is this weekend. And we've got all sorts of special events starting on Friday. There's homecoming runs Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And we'll be talking more about that. But first things first, got to take care of a little business. Back to chat in 30 seconds.
At Plummer Funeral Home, we invite you to visit our website at plummerfuneralservices.com. Since we first began, we've been dedicated to serving local families with the utmost respect and attention. Our website is just another step in bringing the very best in funeral services to this area. In addition to the most current obituary information, our website offers some basic pre-planning guidelines to help you begin the funeral planning process. Plummer Funeral Home, the locally owned hometown funeral home, your neighbor and your friend.
Well, the Central Illinois Community Blood Center, busy as ever, all summer long, because this is traditionally a time of year where blood drive participation tends to drop off.
Exactly.
So you've penciled in a few extra ones along the way.
We do. As you said it, we have blood drives all over the place. We want to make it as convenient as possible for people to find a blood drive in their community.
See, Carlinville today, I
believe. Carlinville at the Elks Lodge until 6 today.
Okay.
We got Raymond from 3 to 7 at Knights of Columbus tomorrow.
Okay.
We've got Hillsboro next Wednesday on the 13th from 12:30 to 6. And then we've got Farmersville later on this month on the 28th.
Great. Traditionally, with vacation time and that sort of thing, people
forget.
Actually just put it out of their mind a lot of times.
I think, it's understandable. It's just kind of like around the holidays, the same thing happens. You get so involved with what you and your family are doing that you forget that you are a part of the community and you need to think about other people's families too. Because while you're out on the road, people are in the hospital.
Jessica, is there a specific need? O-type blood is the universal donor. Mm-hmm. We know there's always a need for that. But is there anything specific as far as other blood types?
I would say if you are a double red giver,
okay,
that if you are the O's, definitely give us a call. We definitely need you all the time. We're restricting some of our double red collection to only a couple of the types. So please.
Why is that?
Because the whole unit of blood from a few particular types is more valuable to us than the red blood cells from a few select types.
Okay. So there's a specific need for that.
For specific needs. I mean, as always, we break up the whole blood into red cells, platelets, and plasma. So your donation actually ends up in three different recipients. And we just try to get the most out of every gift that we can.
And you talk about getting the most out of it. I mean, by separating into three different elements.
Exactly.
You really are able to.
Well, each component of blood can be used to treat a different kind of ailment. So that's why we do it, to try to get a wide variety of burn victims, accident victims, backups for surgery.
I was just on the website this morning just to double check about some of the blood drives. And by the way, if you are interested in blood drives and where they're coming and when they're coming, you can go to the CIBC .org.
It's CICBC.org, and it will bounce you to another website called bloodcenterimpact.org, which is a really cool new donor loyalty program that we have. It will help you find blood drives in your area. And if you book an appointment and keep that appointment, you get points as well as points for donating. And the points can be redeemed for rewards, like coffee mugs and T-shirts.
All right. So gifts. Bribery.
Yep. We call them incentives.
Oh, incentives. I always call them bribery. Yes. You know, with Little League teams, I'd say, if we learn to catch a fly ball, let's go get some ice cream afterwards.
Speaking of bribes, we do have T-shirts and DQ for donors at the Hillsborough Drive next week. T-shirts and DQ.
Give our listeners a little refreshing course on how often they can give blood and some of the things that you used to not be able to give blood. If you have, you can now.
Yeah. A healthy donor who's 16 years old or older, who's 110 pounds or more, can give six times a year, which is about 56 days. Most recently, we've revised our donor eligibility criteria to include people with colds or allergies. You can donate as long as no fever is present. And so that's a real help to us during the summertime when a lot of people get summertime colds or summertime allergies.
Yeah.
And then also the cancer restrictions. Most types of cancer are eligible to give as long as they've been in remission for 1 year or more. It does exclude melanoma, lymphoma, and leukemia, but all other types are okay.
And, of course, if you are facing surgery of some kind down the road where you may need blood, there's ways that if you wish to use your own blood, you can do that also.
We do encourage people to rely on the health and safety of our community blood supply. But yes, if you are more comfortable using your own blood for your own surgery, you are welcome to contact our blood center. There's some extra paperwork involved, so make sure that you do call us before donating so that we can set that aside for you.
Plus, along with all the blood drives around the area, you can always go to the main site in Springfield.
Mm-hmm. Right? The donor center is on 7th Street near the Springfield Clinic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that is located on?
1134 South 7th.
Just a short pop fly from Springfield Clinic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if you can find the clinic, which is pretty easy to find anymore, you can find the blood center.
Yeah, you drive right under the clinic.
There you go. And if you're there, you can find the blood center. That's for sure. So. All right, Jessica, we'll come back to you here in just a sec. And Jan, you met Jessica for the first time, and you know that now she's associated with a blood center, and that's kind of a tie-in with something you're involved in once in a while.
A sorority. Omicron Delta chapter.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
In Nokomis, sponsors a blood drive four a year.
Two, one in the spring, one in the early fall.
Okay. And then we've gotten the schools
and
involved.
And then Nokomis High School's been doing some, too.
A lot of high schools anymore get involved.
Oh, it's wonderful. It's a wonderful thing to teach the kids to do community service. I mean, we do have to bribe them with cookies and shirts and getting out of class. But when we're doing
getting out of class, there's the number one thing.
You bet it is.
But when we're tricking them, as you know, most people who have kids, you know, you trick your kids into learning valuable lessons.
Right.
And the valuable lesson is community service.
Sure.
And errors and omissions clause. You just don't tell them everything.
That's right. Only what they need to know.
Exactly.
And you don't need to know a lot of this stuff. Okay. And what you're hoping by working in the high schools is that they develop a lifelong habit.
So. Yes, exactly.
All right. Very good.
All right.
Jan O'Malley, the Nokomis Homecoming, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Be there.
Pick a day you can come and probably spend most of the weekend.
If you like good food.
Lots.
Some entertainment. Sporting events.
Always.
Yes.
Yes.
And let's hope that maybe the rain will hold off.
There will be no rain.
There will be no rain. Jan says there's not going to be
any rain. Heat, but there will be no rain.
Well, if it's not hot at the homecoming, it's not really the homecoming.
Well, that's true.
Because, you know, there should be plenty of beverage sales associated with the homecoming.
Yes.
But you have a...
yes, lots of...
Well, you know, keep yourself hydrated.
Even though it's hot... Dan, you have a wonderful facility there in the park where you got a lot of shade and people can sit and visit. And even on a hot day, you know, there's usually a breeze under the shade trees and stuff. So you've got
a lot of hot air sometimes. I don't know about
a lot of hot air.
But
if hot air is moving, it cools down.
That's true.
And that's hot air in Nokomis.
Some.
Yeah. I know a few to give out a blast once in a while.
I can't imagine.
Name might even be O'Malley.
Excuse me?
It's been good knowing you, Ralph.
A lot of O'Malleys.
Yes, I'm thinking of one or two I know that exceed in the category we were just talking about.
I see. I wouldn't know.
They could
those.
Turn professional.
No, you probably are not acquainted with those.
No,
I wouldn't mention any name, but Chuck may be one of them.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
Imagine that. I'm not going there, you know.
No. We mustn't tread in
no,
those
sir.
Waters.
Well,
no,
Jan, let's
sir.
Talk about some of the activities
Whoa.
Coming up on Friday then at the
okay.
homecoming.
Okay. We're going to kick off with the slow pitch tournament, and of course the carnival begins, and the beer tent will open later in the evening. But, you know, Nokomis is one of the only places that still has a fast pitch tournament as well as a slow pitch tournament.
Right.
And
it's tough to find fast pitch softball anymore.
Fast pitch, they're going to probably come in. I'm relatively certain that the team from Memphis will be back.
Really?
Kelso. Mm-hmm. We've been noted for having quality
high end
softball. Yes.
High
yes,
end.
For years.
Very good fast pitch softball.
For years. Yeah, it's interesting. You can go from one to the other, and that's always been an argument between fast pitch, slow pitch.
Well, it's for two different group of athletes.
Exactly.
Yeah, two different, totally different styles of the same game.
Well, and
as long as they all eat and visit later on, we're good.
That's right. That's the main thing. Bring people to the park.
You betcha.
And like they may even have a soda or two afterwards.
They usually do. But actually, Friday night is dedicated to the queens and the cutest baby mm-hmm. and the junior mm-hmm. miss and Miss Nokomis. So that all begins on the stage at about 6 o'clock.
And then this has taken on a life of its own with these pageants now.
Yes.
Where there was few and far between as far as Nokomis, and now they've
We've
blossomed.
Gone full bore.
We
are going full bore, that's for sure.
So what starts it off? Is the cutest baby usually the first one?
Cutest baby
okay.
is first, and then we go to the little miss and mister, and then there's a junior miss and Miss Nokomis, and we have some local talent in between. So it'll be interesting. And then DJ Tara starts in the beer tent at about 9.
Okay.
And I'm sure most people in the area are familiar with Tara. She's always a good time.
Mm-hmm.
She does a nice job.
Okay. She's always a good time.
She
Remember
is
that,
a good
folks.
Time.
Okay.
She is.
Ba-dum-bum.
She is.
What about Saturday? Let's quickly move on to
Saturday. Oh, Saturday.
Before
Jeez.
We start talking about Tara anymore.
No. You can start running at about 6:30. The registration for the 5K run is at 6:30 in the morning. And then after that, we have a 3-on-3 basketball, and the softball tournaments will be starting. I believe you had Mr. Michael here earlier talking about the Model A show.
Yes. Very interesting man.
Yes, about, yes.
And then the number of Model A's that he's anticipating, he'd like to have 50 vehicles there if at all possible. I don't know if he's going to get that many, but
I don't know how many at this point he has
but,
registered. But
just hearing him talk about the search for these vehicles, these Model A cars, and how you restore them and everything. Boy, what an interesting guy.
Yes, he's very interesting.
Yeah.
Very. So, and while that's going on, he's got a little three-piece band that's going to be playing. And, oh, geez, what else is going on that day?
Is the 7-on-7 tournament that day as well, the football?
The football is 7-on-7
okay.
at the high school facility.
Uh-huh. Which is right next to the park. So.
Which is right next to the park.
Yes.
But there's going to be
the over.
Crafters will be there all afternoon
That's right.
And evening, and lots of homemade cinnamon rolls, I believe, and pies.
And of course, one of the big things on Saturday is the parade.
The parade begins at 7,
mm-hmm.
at 7.
Which is kind of neat because it's one of the few homecoming twilight parades.
Yes. We have a good parade. The Shriners participate, and we've got a lot of floats,
and
lots
I think
of people get involved.
Well, I think that the participation is high simply because of the time of day.
Yes.
It's not so sweltering hot when the parade steps off at 7.
True.
I think it's a great time.
True.
So.
And then our high school band,
mm-hmm.
after the parade, will be performing on the stage. And they're kind of a preview to the big event for the evening.
Which is? Bum, bum, bum.
Gotcha. 2-cent offering.
There you go.
2-cent offering is being sponsored by the Ministerial Alliance there in Nokomis, and they're a Christian rock group mm-hmm. formed in 2007. some original music. They've got two albums. They were
kind of a hot and up and coming group.
Up and coming, good music with a message.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, and it's of course free.
Sure.
Bring your lawn chairs, something for the kids to do. It'll be interesting.
And
they
originate from where?
I'm not sure. I don't know. The Ministerial Alliance has contacted them, and they've run with it, and we say good.
And Jan, we might mention that carnival rides will be available as well. I mean, the carnival will be open all...
Carnival will be open.
Yeah. Any specials on that? Or
the last day to get those reduced tickets is Thursday.
Okay.
And you can get those at the bank, mm-hmm. Kroger's, and the savings and loan.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So get them before Thursday.
Get them before Thursday.
Cool.
To get the reduced rate.
All right.
Yes.
Now, Sunday is the final day of the event. And Sunday, of course, all the tournaments will wrap up as far as the softball tournaments are concerned.
Yes, yes. Sunday, you can start with breakfast in the morning. We have the Rotary Club sponsors a breakfast first thing. And then we go from
That's
model.
At the Park House.
It's at the Park House, yep. From there we go. We've done the Model A's on Saturday. Mm-hmm. On Sunday, we've got the antique tractors. And we also have a car show. The fire department has the water ball competition. There's the washer tournament going on at the beer tent, and then the softball games.
Some very serious washer tournament action at the beer tent.
Monty Epley makes sure that there's some serious action going on.
Yes.
Well, if Monty's in charge of it, we know it's going to be a fun time.
He is. Yes. It is a good time. Yeah. And then, of course, the punt, pass, and kick. That's also taking place. And all of that just kind of winds down a little bit so that people can breathe. Mm-hmm. Then bring their lawn chairs, get some supper, and get ready for the Decatur Park Singers.
Which is?
They take the stage at, I believe it's 7.
And these are a group of citizens from the Decatur area, right?
Yes, they're college-age students.
Okay.
They've been performing since 1972, I believe, and they tour everywhere. They've they've played for Ronald Reagan. They've been at the Knoxville, Tennessee World's Fair. They've toured Europe, and there's about 20 of them from all over.
Mm-hmm.
They come together for the summer and perform for communities all throughout Illinois.
And this is not one of these bands where you just show up and you're automatically in. You actually have to try out for this.
You
band.
Do.
I mean,
do.
This is a big time competition.
Group.
Yes, it is.
It is very elite, and they're very, very entertaining.
They'll knock your socks off, is what they'll do.
We've had them one time before,
mm-hmm.
and
I've seen them perform before.
They performed at our city park,
mm-hmm.
and They're exceptional. They have it going on, and there's a lot of dancing. They're very talented kids.
They're very energetic.
Yeah, energetic's good.
Yeah.
And aside from the homecoming, which we certainly don't want to skip that, but you mentioned the other park. I think you've got some concerts coming up there later on this summer, do you not?
I don't know if those have been scheduled.
I thought I heard that they were going to have some, and those are always nice too, because that's a beautifully shaded place to go.
Yes,
and
it is.
To music.
It's very nice, very nice.
Johnson Park, you refer to?
Yeah. City Park.
Yeah,
City Park. They call it City Park now,
it's,
I think.
It's the Fred B. Johnson Park, but it's our City Park. Wow. Yes.
Plus, fireworks are going to top off the evening.
Well, the Decatur Park Singers are known for a lot of patriotic songs,
mm-hmm.
and I'm sure that they're going to bring that. And we've got one of the best fireworks displays in the area. Now, it's not the 4th of July, but...
It doesn't have to be the 4th of July to have fireworks.
We have a great, great fireworks display.
And that will be
display.
On Sunday evening?
That's Sunday evening, starting at dusk. And it's always interesting because they've, of course, got everything coordinated. And we started this when we had the sesquicentennial. And people just loved it. And it's fully funded by different organizations, individuals, businesses, just in our area. They've come through every year, and we said, as long as we can fund it, we'll have it. So there we go.
Yeah. Spectacular.
It is. Yeah. It is. It's a nice way to end the weekend.
And it's put together all electronically, and
yes.
It's kind of a neat thing to watch, the firing procedure and how it goes. So.
And then Monday morning, you can start thinking about next year.
Then we start cleaning up.
Which takes a couple of days.
It does take a couple of days.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah.
It's a good weekend.
Might
Busy.
Also mention, Jan, before we run out of time here, that the Bottomley Roughing Shock Baseball Museum will be open on Saturday with Brian Cooper, who has done a biographical book on Ray Schock, the Hall of Famer. And we're going to be originating the sports show from there on Saturday morning.
Good.
And we'll have broadcasts from the homecoming on Friday night on FM 106. So we're going to be...
That's marvelous.
Yeah, yeah.
You need to stick around a little bit longer and come out and see all this other stuff.
Well, you know, that's always a problem. There's
just
so
like
many things.
Air conditioning.
Yeah. Well, you know.
You're more into air conditioning.
Yeah, you know.
I know what you're doing.
The older you get, the more you're into air conditioning you tend to
agreed.
Tend to get, so, you know.
Agreed.
But if you ever listen to Saturday morning sports, there's a lot of hot air circulating,
well,
too.
There's a need for air conditioning because there is hot air.
I'm not going there.
Yeah, well, you know.
I'm going to let that one pass.
We just admit it. It's just hot air. A lot of local organizations, of course, come together to help put this all on.
Yes.
And a lot of people, and it's one of the bigger homecomings in the area, so... Get out and enjoy.
I'm proud to be a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of work, more work than I ever anticipated. However, we keep plugging, and we'll be there all weekend. I'm going to change hats and go from, let's see, my husband will be Homecoming Association, and then he'll be a KC, and I'll be a sorority member and general flunky and... I have to watch a corner for the runners if I can get up that early. And yeah.
Oh, if you need a call, I'll give you a call.
Thanks,
because I'm
no.
up early.
Thanks,
you know.
No.
You sure?
I'm positive.
Oh, okay.
I will be sitting in my
I think the
yard
title,
with my coffee.
The title of General Flunky, I think there's a lot of us fit that category.
I'm kind of proud of it.
Yeah. It's not a bad title.
No.
As long as you do it well.
I can take orders.
There you go.
All right. I can.
Jan, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Jessica, very quickly again, the blood drive in Hillsboro. Let's start with today. Again, the Carlinville Elks till 6 tonight.
Till 6. Raymond tomorrow, 3 to 7 at the Knights of Columbus. And then Hillsboro from 12:30 to 6 next Wednesday. Free T-shirts for everyone in DQ, generously provided by your local DQ. That was a wonderful contribution.
Oh, yeah. DQ does a great job.
Mm-hmm, they do. And then we will also be at Farmersville on July 28th.
28th, which is a Thursday.
It's a Thursday.
All right. And that's going to be at the Town Hall?
It's at the Knights of Columbus.
Casey Hall.
Mm-hmm.
Casey Hall. All right. Very good. Ladies, thank you so much. We're out of time. Jessica Becker from the Central Illinois Community Blood Center. Always good to see you, Jess.
Thank you.
And say hello to all the gang up there. Jan O'Malley from Nokomis. We'll see you again, maybe talking a little bit about MTXE Day.
Oh, I'd love it.
Oh, yeah.
I'd love it.
That's coming up August 27th.
As soon as we wrap this one up, we'll get started on that
Alrighty.
One.
All righty. Uncle Ralph.
Be here before you know it.
Yes, it will, because that's the day after Football Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
7 weeks.
7 weeks and counting, buddy. How about that? That's it for the program today. Brought to you by the Plummer Funeral Home in Litchfield. Stick around. The man, the myth, the legend, Earl Sarles. Up next with that opening market report here on AM 1540.